innermost being, spirit of man. Go ahead, sir.
References Nehemiah 8, chapter 10, verse.
Then you can reference that in Nehemiah chapter number 8, the 10th verse.
Then he said unto them.
No, I don't want that. I don't want you to read the verse. Read the verse if I tell you. Somebody put that in the notes. Okay.
Another reference is Psalm 16, 11.
And Psalm 16 and 11. See, they can read that when they get home. We got territory to cover.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
The vocal gifts. Release the consciousness of God's presence.
Now, the vocal gifts, notice this, releases the consciousness of God's presence. Now, before you go forward, that's why preaching is prophecy.
Yes, sir.
See, when a man or woman of God is anointed by God to preach,
yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
If they have a real relationship with the Holy Ghost, are you listening?
Yes,
you know, Jesus said, don't even think about what you're going to say.
Yes,
yes. See, I know we have all these apostles talked about it, wonderful outlines.
Right.
But them wonderful outlines a lot of times are for you. Because
yeah.
The Holy Ghost be wanting to go his way.
Yeah.
And if you get too stuck in your outline,
yeah,
you're going to talk him right on out of here.
Right.
I'd rather follow him than me.
Yes, sir.
And you.
Amen.
Okay, I just thought you should know. Go ahead.
His presence quickens and renews. Their spirits with new life.
We're talking about these speaking gifts. Go ahead.
His presence removes spiritual lethargy. Three, vocal gifts bring the word of God to the people of God. They bring a fresh word for the season.
They bring a fresh word for the season. We can't live off of yesterday's manna. Even though the Bible says the word of God is alive, quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's Hebrews 4:12. Are you listening? The word of God is alive. But I want you to know, the word of God is alive when it come off those pages. See, as long as it's here, it's the logos, that which is written. We cannot live by that which is written. We live by that which is spoken. Are you listening? That's called rhema. That's a lot. You don't live by the whole Bible. You haven't even downloaded it yet.
Right.
Oh, okay. You got 66 books. How many of them have you really downloaded? I say downloaded. You can't download what you hadn't read. You can't download what you haven't fed on. We read all these books. What's about the Bible? The most purchased book, but the less read of all the books. Come on, somebody. You're full of everybody's revelation, but what the Holy Spirit want to tell you. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
They bring a fresh word for the season.
A fresh word for the season.
A now word.
They bring another term, a now word.
The now word brings now faith.
Now faith. Can I tell you what God told me? Never forget this. If it's not now, it's not faith. And if it's not faith, you have not won. Okay, I'll say it again. If you're not speaking in the now, as though God has already done it, it's not faith. Anytime you're telling people what God is going to do, that's future tense. Are you listening?
Yeah.
It's now faith is.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
And here's something that only the Holy Ghost could have showed me. If it's not now, it's not faith. And if it's not faith, you haven't won. I know you don't know. One is now spelled backwards. So we don't win. We've already won. Thank you. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is not complicated. Faith is following apostolic instructions through hearing. You have to have some voice. You listening? So then faith cometh by
hearing.
hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Are you listening? That's now faith. All day, that's a fresh word. That's a rhema word. I dare any of you do a word search. When Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, he wasn't talking about logos. He was talking about rhema.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
And St. John 6:63 is the commentary. It is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, the words that I speak to you, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Are you listening? Faith brings life. Go ahead, sir.
References Hebrews 11 and 1.
Hebrews 11 and 1. Go ahead.
Faith brings a change of spiritual mood.
Faith brings a change of spiritual mood.
And the atmosphere of faith.
And the atmosphere of faith.
And liberty releases God's people.
And liberty releases God's people.
Faith helps the believers to prevail and overcome.
Faith helps the believer to what? Prevail and what?
Overcome.
Prevail and overcome. Now, here's something I want you to know. You better pay attention. We're not supposed to be, on the defense, waiting on the devil. The Bible says, are you listening? Upon this rock. What rock? The rock of revelation. The rock of what? Revelation. Based upon the rock of revelation that I am the Christ, I am the Son of the living God. I will build my church. Watch this now. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why? Because hell can't stop. Are you listening? Hell can't stop what we do. We don't have to be sitting here trying to stop the devil for what? Okay. Let it sink in. Let it sink in. We ain't trying to stop the devil. We ain't trying to stop the devil. He's already a defeated foe.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes,
go ahead, sir.
Other references, 1 John 5 and 4.
1 John 5, 4. You know what that say, right? And this is the victory. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. See, I have to keep breaking it down. Don't let people foggy up your mind with all these wonderful definitions for faith. It's really simple. If you can follow instructions, because faith is always full of instructions. The just shall live by. Okay. Well, what does that mean? I'm going to follow the instructions of the word. It's that simple. See? But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. You see, you have to be a doer of the word. When you do the word, you shall be blessed in everything that you do. Are you listening? Because doing the word is faith in action. Go ahead, sir.
Number four. Vocal gifts are channels to bring in.
Vocal gifts are channels to bring in.
Whatever we need to say. To those whom we are ministering to.
To those who we are ministering to, these speaking gifts.
We become open channels. To speak on God's behalf. That which he desires to speak.
To that person. That's prophecy all day long. Prophecy is speaking to God's people in a known tongue. Are you listening? When you prophesy, you're saying, this is what God is saying right now. So don't lie on it. Are you listening? Because the Bible says, no word of God returns unto him void. But it accomplishes that which he pleases. And it prospers in the thing where he sends it. God cannot send his word without a mouthpiece.
Right.
How can they hear without a preacher?
That's right.
How can he preach except he be sent?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So preachers really are speaking gifts. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Go ahead, sir.
He sent forth his word first.
He sent forth his word first
before he healed them.
Before he healed them.
That's
Psalm 107:20.
Apart from the word.
Apart from the word.
There was nothing that was made.
There was nothing that was made. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Apart from the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. The word is the beginning, the Alpha and the Omega. The word is everything in between. Are you listening? And when the Bible says, search the scriptures, St. John 5:39. For in them, in the scripture, you think you have eternal life. But they are those which testify of me. But watch what Jesus say. But you won't come to me that you might have life. Y'all think you can just quote scripture. That's not life. The life of the scripture is knowing the one who you're talking about. You listening? He's alive. Go ahead, sir.
Apart from the word, there was nothing that was made.
There was nothing that was made.
In that word,
was life.
And the life of that word becomes the light of men.
The life of that word becomes what? The light, the illumination of men. The light shines through the darkness, pierces the darkness. Here's something you need to know. Darkness can never put out light. Darkness is, in fact, the absence of light. So when light shines into darkness, darkness is dispelled. Go ahead, sir.
When men walk in that light,
darkness will not overcome them. But you got to walk in the light as he is in the light. Are you listening? The entrance to thy word giveth light. Thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, I got to say this too? Okay, I say it because church folk need to hear this.
Yes,
Jesus said, Jesus, now y'all know we sang the song, Jesus is the light. Come on, you know. Go ahead and start clapping. The light of the world. Come on. Yeah, Jesus is the light. Well, here's some revelation for you. Jesus said, who?
Jesus.
Who? Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You want to know why he said that? Because he knew it would be a day he would ascend to his Father and send back the Holy Spirit so that we can let our lights so shine before men that they may glorify our Father, which is in heaven. See, without light, darkness can never be dispelled. That's why we cannot depend upon the government, and their cheese to get us out. Are you listening? I don't care what they impeach in. I don't care. My life is not run by what happens in the White House. Jesus said, in my Father's house. Lord. Go ahead, sir. St. John 1, verses 4 and 5.
Psalms 119.
And Psalms 119, verse 30. Verse what?
130.
Psalm 119, verse 130. Go ahead, sir.
The Spirit word.
Rhema.
Creates life.
Energy.
Strength and force.
In our ministries. Go ahead.
The Spirit word releases
fresh oil
over the congregation.
Mouth gifts.
Set a watch over the mouth of the church.
Mouth gifts or speaking gifts set a watch over the church.
Speaking the truth in love.
Brings healing in relationships.
When we are sensitive to God in speech,
His words,
it will bring God God consciousness.
It will bring God's consciousness
over the people we are ministering
to. Over the people that we are ministering to. It's good to have people who are God conscious.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Reference John 6:63.
John, y'all know what that say, right? St. John 6:63. I don't want you to just be scripture quoters, but if you read the Bible, you get it downloaded, he'll bring it up. See, I say this. This is the software. You listening?
Yeah.
If you download it, the Holy Spirit, the operating system,
yeah,
and your tongue is the mouse.
Yes, sir.
If you click it, it'll come out.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right. Y'all work on computers all day long. Okay, let's get a new revelation. Go ahead.
B. Category.
Second category of gifts. The second category of gifts are the what? Revelational gifts. They are gifts that what? Reveal something. They are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
There are three revelation gifts.
I said that. Okay, they are three revelational gifts. Roll on.
Number two, revelation gifts are vehicles of revelation.
Revelation gifts, notice this term, are vehicles of revelation.
They reveal all that is hidden in the past.
They reveal, notice this, they reveal all that is in the past,
present,
and in your present,
and future,
and in the future. These revelational gifts, are you listening?
Yeah.
They cover the whole spectrum of life and godliness. Go ahead.
They reveal the realm of the spirit.
They reveal the realm of, do y'all understand that? They reveal the realm of the spirit. Are you listening? Though we live in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh. Are you listening? Our life is in the spirit. Our life cannot be controlled by what's going on out here. It must be controlled and dictated from what's going on in here. Are you listening? You live life from the inside out, not the outside in. Are you listening? Revelation knowledge is knowledge that comes from God, that's revealed to you to deal with this out here. Because what you see is what you get. Come on now, y'all. Now, don't go plucking your fingers up here. What you see is what you get. What are you saying, Dr. Walker? What you see in the word, what God reveals to you in the word is what you will have. Okay, go ahead.
They reveal the realm of the spirit world.
They reveal the realm of the spirit world.
That is hidden to the naked eye.
That is hidden to the naked eye.
They reveal these facts directly to our spirits.
They reveal these facts directly to our spirits.
They open our mind to the consciousness.
They open our minds to the consciousness
of the spirit realm.
Of the spirit realm.
Man becomes God conscious.
Man becomes God conscious.
When revelation gifts are in manifestation.
When revelation gifts are what? In manifestation. Let somebody walk up and start telling you stuff that only God know about you. You won't get somebody's attention? See, the church don't get people attention. They in reasoning. God wants to unlock people. Y'all want me to give you an example? There was a woman in the Bible called a Shunammite woman. Are you listening? She didn't have a son. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I say she didn't have a son. Her greatest desire in life was to have a son. She was barren. So, you know, she was ostracized, criticized. The church says she had sinned. Are you listening? The prophet. She loved the prophet. She said, husband, this is a holy man of God that's passing by us daily. Let's bring him in and feed him. Let's give him some filet mignon. Now, we ain't G-bombing right now. Let's give him a baked potato with some kale salad. Are you listening? Good dinner roll and some cake. I'm just going here for this now. This ain't got nothing to do with the way you're supposed to be eating. But you know your mind ain't on nothing about salads when, all right. Y'all understand. So as the prophet passed by, they did that. Then she said, you know what? Let's make a greater investment. Let's build a room on the back of the house where we can house him, put a bed and a table and a lamp for him and his servant. Talk to me up here. Are you listening? That prophet say, go call that Shunammite woman. Bring her here to me. Go find out what she need. Talk to me up here. Go find that Shunammite woman. She taking such good care of me. I got the what? Are you listening? You want me to go see the king on your behalf? No, sir. You want? No, sir. I don't need none of that. He said, she needs something. So he told, go call that woman. And the servant came back and said, watch this now. She have no children and a husband old. What? You listening? Now, when the servant told that to the prophet, he said, that's it. Now, well, can I ask you a question? How you think he knew that was it? Through the revelation gift. Come on, children. Don't be slow. He didn't reason this out. It was revealed to him. That's it. And you know what he told that woman? Call your husband. I'm about to unlock you and him and his whole city. You listening? Woman, listen to me. 9 months from now, you're going to have a son. You know what that woman told the prophet? Prophet, don't lie to me. See, we got a lot of lying prophets. You understand? Don't be, no. If God tell you to tell somebody something, God going to make that word good. Thank you. Let's move. Got too much to go. That was just one example. God wants you to be like Samuel. When the word of the Lord comes to you, huh? None of God's words going to fall to the ground. Go ahead, sir.
Number three.
Revelation gifts.
Bring the mind of God.
To the people of God.
The mind of Christ. And God's thoughts are understood. They bring hidden things to light. So that God himself can deal with them.
Deal with them. See, the church is so big on sin. God wants to unlock people. So quit tripping if he reveals something that's going on in their life. He's not revealing it to you to shame them. He's revealing it to you so they can come in contact with the gospel. And the Bible says, when you come in contact with the gospel, you shall never be made ashamed. Go ahead, sir.
Demonic bondage
will not be able to stay
where revelation gifts are
in operation. In other words, God go behind the scene. You think the person is a drunkard because of this. You think they have a drinking problem because of this. But the Holy Ghost got a key to say, this is why that person drinking. They've never been able to get rid of this. But when you speak this to them, they're going to put that bottle down. Because most time people are drinking to drown out life issues and life situations. And we need keys to unlock them. And the Holy Ghost got all the keys. Go ahead, sir.
Revelation gifts.
Bring answers and keys.
To overcoming deep-seated problems. We can see the hidden enemy behind the needs and thus destroy
his influence and power in people's lives. See, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. You cannot go anywhere and preach the gospel without power showing up. For the Bible says, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by what? Faith. Are you listening? The gospel is the power of God. The kingdom is the power of God. Without power, the church is just a social club. Right. Go ahead, sir.
Number four.
Revelation gifts.
Bring in whatever we need to know.
About those whom we are ministering to. The revelation gifts reveal everything we need to know about the people present so we can minister to them a rhema word. All right. Go ahead.
Revelation knowledge
coming through these gifts
can bring in the rhema that is needed to move
in the miraculous.
Matthew 14:25 through 33.
Revelation knowledge
can bind what the devil has
let loose against us.
Revelation knowledge
can loose what the devil has bound within us.
Go ahead.
Revelation knowledge
provides protection and safety
for the people of God.
Because the enemy cannot hide under the circumstances.
Needs or lives
of the believer.
His work become exposed.
Through revelation gifts, the enemy's work become exposed.
By these gifts,
notice that now, in operation. Not by naming them, by functioning in them. Make this note. The life of Jesus was walking in the nine manifestations of the Spirit. So all that you saw, all that you witnessed, was the work of the Spirit in his life. Okay, go ahead.
Revelation knowledge.
Supplied by these gifts.
Unfold God's perspective about your past experiences.
How God is working out things for good.
Self image and Christ in you.
Failures.
God's divine resources.
And supply available.
Future.
His purpose and his plans for you.
Needs.
His fatherhood and his faithfulness.
God is a father.
Go ahead.
Number five.
Revelation gifts.
Working through prophecy.
Ephesians 6:17-18.
Tells us to take the sword of the Spirit.
Which is the rhema word of God.
It's the revealed word.
And pray with all prayers and supplication
in the Spirit. Go ahead.
God gives us revelation knowledge
through these gifts
so that we can speak it forth
as he's speaking it forth in the heavens.
We can prophesy it.
We can pray it and confess it.
Vocal gifts help us to release the power of the revealed word.
In revelation gifts.
That's why you start off with prophecy. You got to start off with the speaking gift.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
See.
Third category of gifts.
Are the power gifts.
Gifts of demonstration or doing gifts.
One.
There are three power gifts.
Gifts of healing, working of miracles, and faith.
Special faith. Go ahead.
Number two, power gifts are avenues of what?
Demonstration. It's one thing for me to tell you I love you, but it's another thing for me to have the power to do something with how much I love you.
Yeah.
Y'all caught that? You can tell me you love me all you want, but do you have the power to change my situation?
Uh-huh.
That situation for all of you educated peoples. Go ahead.
They reveal the power of God.
To heal the sick.
They reveal God's power to create.
If it's so broken down and it needs, you need a creative miracle, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
He got that.
Amen.
He got that. Thank you. You came here with no eyes. He got some. Your eyes failed. He got some. See, y'all got to know this.
Oh, Lord,
that's the problem with church folk. Go ahead, sir.
They
They reveal God's sovereignty.
They reveal God, the power gifts reveal God's sovereignty.
They reveal the overcoming power of God.
They reveal the overcoming power of God.
In the believer.
In the believer.
They reveal that God can overrule.
They reveal that God can overrule.
In all the areas. Where the devil is presently ruling. They create and release a consciousness of God.
They create and release a consciousness of God's
sovereignty. Over the works of sin.
Over the works of sin.
Man.
And the devil.
Number three. Power gifts reveal the works of God.
Power gifts reveal the works of God.
To the people of God. Reference 1 John 3:8.
First John 3:8. Okay. Go ahead, Sal.
The works of God empowers us.
The works of God empowers us
as believers
to fulfill the purposes of God
in our lives.
God outworks his plans and his purposes
and causes all things contrary to his desires
to yield until it is conformed
to the will of God.
Romans 8:28.
The power gifts allow the working of God
in the believer
to be clearly seen.
The works of God
will reveal the manifested presence of God.
The power gifts
will ultimately reveal the person
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Number four.
Power gifts are instruments
to bring in whatever we need
to do
for those whom we are ministering to. We become open channels
to perform on God's behalf
what he desires to be done
for that person.
We become his hands
and demonstration
to execute God's will
and pleasure upon that person.
Number five. Gifts make us effective witnesses. God wants effective witnesses.
Reference Acts 1:8.
A wise witness
wins souls.
Proverbs 11:30. God wants us to say the things he wants us to say.
God wants us to say the things he wants us to say.
Vocal gifts.
That's vocal gifts.
He wants us to know the things he wants us to know.
That's revelational gifts. And he wants us to do the things he wants us to do. That's called the power gifts.
The 9 gifts are our earthly inheritance.
The 9 gifts of the Spirit are our earthly inheritance.
We need to function and use them.
Fully if we're to become effective witnesses. You ready for this? You don't need a card and a website if you got power. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening? This ain't false advertisement, baby. The best advertisement is when they see what's happening. Y'all remember the woman at the well?
Yeah.
Y'all remember the woman at the well?
Yeah.
Huh? Best advertisement. She went and won a whole city. Because Jesus, through the revelational gifts, see, unlocked her. Yeah. He didn't do what the church would have. Oh, you're whole. He didn't do that. Now y'all quiet. Heifer, he didn't say none of that. He said, go call your husband. She said, I don't have none. He said, thou hast well said. Yeah. Thou hast had. And the one you with is not your husband. Are you listening?
Yes.
Now, in the church world, that was shade. He really got her. That wasn't the motivation. The motivation of the manifestation of the spirits is love. It's God's loving kindness that draw people to him. Thank you for your enthusiasm. It's God's loving kindness that causes people to repent when they realize just how much he loves them to reveal me to me. She say, come see a man. Come see a man who told me about myself. That's not what happened in the church today, because we embarrass people so bad they don't come back. Okay, go ahead.
Only the violent have the force and power, to advance the kingdom.
Y'all understand that? The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So what you waiting on? Lord, we waiting on you. Lord, we waiting on you, Jesus. Can you hear me, Lord? I've been waiting for 40 years. You sound like the man at the pool of Bethesda who was waiting for an angel to come and stir up the water. And told Jesus, when Jesus simply asked him a question, he knew he had been there a long time. How did he know it? Through the revelational gifts. Thank you. Then he asked the question, will you be made whole? He went to talking about the situation. The question was either yes or no. But when you're so caught up in life situations, you don't hear what God is saying. Are you listening? Jesus say, I'm the one who greater than the angel stirring up the pool. You don't have to wait no more. The now is here.
Amen.
Go ahead, sir.
Hallelujah.
We out of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but why you didn't tell me that? I'm about to have Apostle jacking me up. What's wrong with you?
Three, two,
y'all got class, y'all got tests next week. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Make sure y'all get that on. Okay.